Be so the aristocracy to give themselves airs. They only got what they have by robbery and jobbery. The truth's the truth. They can't ignore it.
Marjorie, darling, why so glum? Not the Mont still.
It's an absolute disaster, Philip. My pa has only gone and withdrawn my allowance.
I can lend you a fiver.
It's far worse than that. Though I'll take it, ducky, a girl must eat.
Well, can you persuade him to reconsider?
He can't give me what he doesn't have. He's almost in Queer Street himself, creditors popping up behind every hedge. I'm in a frightful pinch. I might actually have to marry Alec McGowan.
He asked again.
He never stops. He'd want me to live in Scotland half the year. Can you imagine? Me on a grouse moor. I don't want to talk to anyone.
Shall I answer?
What if it's Alec? He's dreadfully jealous. He'll think you're my lover.
He's met me. He won't think that.
Hello?
It's Lily.
Oh, hello, ducky. It's Lily Maltese.
Marjorie, I've had a letter from Fleur in the lunchtime post.
What does it say?
Ooh, what does what say?
She's had a letter from the Mont.
Shall I read it?
Yes, do. Philip, come to the phone so we can listen together. Go on, Lily.
A woman like that, who pretends to be a friend and sneaks into one's house to sting one behind one's back, is a snake of the first water. What was that?
Oh, that was Philip.
My dear.
What else does she say?
She says, how society can stick her, I can't think. She hasn't a moral about her.
What a thing to say.
She isn't wrong, though, darling, is she?
It's as plain as the nose on your face what you should do.
My nose isn't plain. Men have written sonnets to it.
Will you be serious, Marjorie?
You're serious enough for both of us.
Mrs. Mont has said, in writing...
I don't give a tuppenny ice what she said. I don't want to go to court.
Did you call her a snob?
I don't remember. It doesn't sound like something I'd say.
You'll get swinging damages for being called a traitress.
Funny word. All those T's and S's.
Marjorie!
I won't go to court. I'd hate it.
It won't get to court. They'll settle.
You think so? You asked for an apology and he refused.
I'll go again. If need be, I will break every bone in his body.
Dear, he's nearly 70.
Michael Mont's body, then.
No, Michael's a dear.
Well, wait till he launches Foggertism in the house. I'll eat him alive. Marjorie, do as I advise.
I haven't time. I'm going to be in a marvellous play. One of those restoration things. Absolute filth from beginning to end. Too delicious.
Your reputation has been damaged.
The fact is, Alec, I can't afford to retain a lawyer.
That's nothing. Use my chap and I'll pay for it.
Would you? Seriously?
Certainly, if you'll marry me.
Alec.
Please, Marjorie, marry me.
How could it work? I'd let you down. You don't know me very well, Alec. You don't know what I'm like.
I know I adore you. I can learn the rest.
It's so decisive, getting engaged.
That's rather the idea.
We could try a probation period, I suppose, if it were secret.
Do you mean it? Marjorie, this is tremendous.
I'm serious. We couldn't make it public.
If that is what you want.
And there's just one other teeny thing.
By the end of the day, Marjorie has acquired an engagement ring, a sapphire bracelet, and a pair of diamond earrings. The bracelet swiftly finds its way into the hands of the lady's favourite uncle in Whitechapel, and Marjorie's most pressing creditors are temporarily assuaged.
It's open.
It's Francis Wilmot, Miss Farrar. You said I might call?
So I did. You'll forgive my appearance. I was about to do some painting.
Oh, I mustn't keep an artist from her work.
But you will be my work. Yes, marvellous. You have a face Raphael would have begged to paint. Sit down and say amusing things while I sketch you.
All right. Where?
By the window.
Here?
Very good. Now turn towards it a little. Ah, glorious. And don't move. Do you dance, Mr. Wilmot?
Quite well, I'm told.
Will you take me dancing?
If you'd like.
Will you take me to Paris?
Wouldn't people talk?
Of course, that's the whole point. My motto is live dangerously.
Your family motto?
No, that's something Latin and tedious about service. I've invented my own. Isn't that provocative? Now, lean forward a little so that the sunlight catches the line of your jaw.
He leans, they talk, he loses his heart. By the time he leaves, 2 hours later, he has forgotten all about Croft's dog show, the Beefeaters and the Derby. The only English thing he desires to see is Marjorie Farrar.
Thanks for lunching, Dad.
Ah, the partridges are always good here.
I've something to ask you, and I've brought blind...